Just some halakot in regard to the law of mechirat hametz, of selling the hametz. Even if a person makes the bitul, he makes bidikat hametz, of course, and he makes bitul hametz, of course, and he gets rid of all the hametz in his house, and he doesn't leave any morsel, any crumb, he gets rid of everything, but still, he should sell the hametz via the rabbi to the goy, because maybe he has cosmetics or medicines in his cabinet and things like that that may have a hashash of hametz, or maybe there's hametz in his house and you're not allowed to have hametz in your possession on the holiday. So everybody should do mechirat hametz. Shouldn't say, well, there's nothing in my house, what should I make mechirat hametz for? Should do it anyway, just to cover himself, so there is no issues. Now, there's a big question in the halakha when it comes to, let's say, supermarkets or people that have, you know, warehouses of hametz and things like that. So, of course, they need to sell the hametz as well, in order that they'll be able to sell these products to Jews after Pesach. Because the halakha says that any hametz that's owned by a Jew through Pesach, the rabbis put a knas on that, the penalty that you're not allowed to benefit from it. Let's say you have a supermarket that's owned by a Jew. They didn't sell it. They didn't sell the hametz. And they were kept it in their possession. Now, after Pesach is over, you don't have to go to that supermarket to buy products of hametz, because it was owned by a Jew through Pesach. So it's a very important halakha. So therefore, it has to be known, first of all, which places are owned by Jews. And it has to be known, did they sell the hametz on Pesach? But Rabbi Yashiv writes over here, not only does it have to be known, but they themselves are not allowed to eat themselves hametz on Pesach. Which means, if these guys are not religious people, and they're just selling it to sell it to, so they can make business after Pesach, so they can sell to the Jews, but they themselves are not shomer Torah mitzvot, they eat hametz on Pesach, or better, they're even selling the stuff on Pesach. Jeez, they sold it, but the store's still open and they're still selling the products. So then the whole thing is a joke. And therefore, they're just doing it in order to save themselves. He writes like this in Revelation. Ba'alei mef'alim chametz ha'mokhim et chamsam le'goy rak b'kdesh yekabelu hekshir. They're doing it just so they get the hekshir lemkor et totsarot ha'chametz ahari ha'pesach. Ve'em ha'atzmam enam shomer Torah mitzvot ve'okhlim ha'chametz ba'pesach. If they do a regular sale, mechirat hametz sham ena chala, v'chemsam asur ba'akila kedin hametz sha'avar ala pesach, mekevan shem enam mitkavnim b'tzinut lemechira. They really don't want to sell the item. Shilatam enzo ela mechirat l'tzorche dat. They're doing it, it's religious. They're doing it for the religion, but they don't really mean to do it. Ve'en la'kel baze gam l'tinokot. Even for a tinok, after the holiday, should not be lenient to eat from this type of food, because you can go to another supermarket. However, he says, in this case over here, where you see the guy's a wise guy, where he's only doing it, you should add into the condition of the mechira that it's done legally according to the government. Which means, so now you make it binding according to the regular American law, or to the regular Israeli law. So now already, it's not just a religious situation over there. He's bound by the law that his hametz was really sold. In that case over there, so he can be lenient as well. Also, lechatechila, the person is selling the house to the goy for the holiday, lechatechila, he should put, if he possible, where the key is to the house, in order that the goy can have access. If you're selling him the hametz, you got to give him the access. So you have to tell him, and you can find the key in the in the drawer, in the first closet over there, and whatever it may be. Also, according to the halakha, it's brought down in the Rambam, you do not have to make a kinyan with the rabbi to appoint him as a shaliach to sell your hametz. It's enough just that you appoint him verbally. You could do it over the telephone, you could do it over the computer, you could do it in many ways, through the mail. You want to write it down, but you don't have to actually make a kinyan with the guy to make the rabbi a shaliach. That is the opinion of the Harambam. Also, lahalakha, you don't have to really sell the hametz that's in the kelim. You have parts that you consider your chametz parts. So you put those parts in the closet. You really have to write in the shtar that you're saying to the goy that I'm selling you the stuff that's in the walls of the pot. The walls of the pot, there's no din of badi ra'eh and baal yimmatzeh. Furthermore, if let's say a person lives in a... One of the ways we sell the chametz, we have to sell to the goy. It's not so simple how you sell chametz to the goy. So what we do is, in the shtar mechira, we sell him the actual place where the chametz is. So therefore, technically, he's owning the chatzir. Once you're selling him the chatzir, so then he owns whatever is in the chatzir. So the question was, a guy, let's say, rents an apartment. He's a tenant. So is he allowed now to sell his apartment to the goy? So Acham Rav Yashiv writes over here, Gam mi shedar bedira sechura, yachol laskir dirato legoy bepesach, lelo reshut. Shemaskir, he's not makpid. Because what does it mean that you're selling it to the goy? Well, the kid, the goy is going to come and live in the house? Not living out. You're selling him the spot where the chametz is, so it can be koneh. Nobody's makpid on this. Therefore, you don't have to ask permission from your landlord if you can sell the chametz. But it should be known that sometimes you want access to that room where you sold the chametz. Sometimes in that room over there is things that you need for Pesach. So in the shtar, or verbally to the goy, you should say clearly to him that even though the chametz is in that spot, and even though I'm being makneh you that spot is your spot, but I want to reserve the right on Pesach to walk in from time to time to get personal needs, then already you're getting his permission. But if you don't ask him the permission, so then really, hey, how could you walk into somebody else's area without getting... So in the shtar itself, they say, and you have to explain it to them, or show it to them. Listen, we wrote over here that if we need to go in there for our person, not to take your hametz, but if I need to get something from that belongs to me, so then it would be okay as well. Now last but not least, this mechira that we're talking about, this only helps whatever you have in your possession at the time of the mechira. But let's say, on Pesach, somebody sends you a chametz. So now you can't say, well, I sold it. No, you only sold what was there before. But something that comes on Pesach, you have to get rid of it. You cannot accept it at all. Like some people, they're not careful. They make an order on the last day of Pesach to the Goy Bakery. They tell the Goy Bakery, do me a favor, bring me a dozen pitot after the holiday. The Goy comes on the holiday, and he delivers the pita on the eighth day of Pesach. And the guy's saying, well, it's okay, I sold my chametz already. You didn't sell this chametz. Adrabah, you bought this chametz. And the guy's over on the last day of Pesach, bal yira'eh, bal yimatzeh. And then he has to be very careful not to accept any of the chametz until after the holiday is over, in order that he's not over on these enyanim. Last but not least, it's brought down in the poskim. Rav Sternbach brings it down in his Mu'adim la'alakha, that it is customary to, when the you're making the shtar with the rabbi to sell the chametz, that you should give the rabbi money in order to sell your chametz. Why? So he says, because we're worried that maybe the rabbi was not going to be 100% shaliyah for the person. But if you're paying him, he becomes like your worker, and therefore he's bound to do it. So in order to lock in the rav that he's doing it, that'll do it 100%. They could trust him, because now he's getting paid. Now he's a po'el. Once he's a po'el, he has to do it. So that's where they got the custom, in order to give something at the time of the medikat chametz, in order that there's a total gemar da'at between the person that wants to sell it and the one that's representing and selling it, to do such a kinyan.